Okay, we'll go ahead and get started here. I'll start off just a couple thoughts here, and I'll open it up to your questions. So, great environment, Monday Night Football in Buffalo. I can tell you this, man, I was pulling into the stadium, into the facility earlier this morning, and there was quite a gathering already with tailgaters out there, and just incredible, right? The support we get here, even on a Monday night, man, like, it's unreal. And we're so appreciative of the Bills Mafia. This is a tough place to play, and it's partly because of them. So the team, right? Good team win. I saw us working together all three phases, supporting one another at times, and that was good to see. We're going to need more of that moving forward. And Josh, you know, I think he hit 10 different receivers. I mean, his influence is felt not only through his play, but just the way he's leading our football team. Real happy to see. And the leadership group the same way, coming off of a 10-day break. I think it was roughly 10 days. It's a long time to have a game and then not have another one, especially earlier in the year. And I thought the guys handled it extremely well, very mature. And that starts with our leadership group. Von Miller tying Derek Thomas for 17th. I think it's 17th on the all-time sack list. What an impressive accomplishment. I mean, just incredible. And then DeMar. What a night for DeMar, right? At home on Monday Night Football, getting his first interception, I believe, of his NFL career. Is that right, Derek? NFL career. And the journey that he's been on and how he's persevered. And then a lot of young guys got involved in the game. I won't name them all, but it was good to see those guys get involved, have some success, put in the work, and then reap the fruits of their labor. So. I'll mention Keon's situation. So I sat Keon for the first quarter of the game. It will be a learning opportunity for him, and really it was an issue that dealt with being on time. And he knows he's accountable to his teammates. We addressed it. We support him, and we move forward. And I thought he played a good game tonight, had that one, I think it was one catch for a touchdown there, so that was good to see. Time's yours. Yeah, you're good. Time's yours.
You've seen a lot of great play from Josh Allen over the years. Have you ever seen him quite as in command of the offense as he has been through three games here?
You know, that's a tough question to say that, you know, this was his best game in terms of being in command or what, but I just see it in practice during the week. And, again, he's leading from the front with our football team, with our offense. And then he's getting good support as well. I think our coaching staff has done a really good job, led by Joe. The quarterbacks that are in the room alongside of Josh have done a really good job as well. And just being team players, that's not easy to do. But the guys that are in there, I'm very unselfish in their approach, and I can't thank them enough. And that's they've got a big hand in this as well. So, Josh really played well tonight for sure.
Josh said it's fun and wonderful to play on a team where guys don't care about who scores touchdowns and what stats they get. Can you just describe sort of the culture that you've seen among this team when it comes to that, the first month of the season or so?
I think, you know, everyone's really just focused on doing their job, trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can. And the guys do a really good job of coming in to work, coming in with a certain focus, and that's really where our focus is every week, is putting in the work, preparing the best that we can, and controlling the things that we can. And again, that goes back to Josh and the leadership group leading by example, number one.
Coach, were you happy with, I know Tyler has had some struggles, but he seemed to kick the ball a lot better today. Were you happy with his performance?
I was. You know, we had the one, unfortunately, that got blocked. We'll have to look at that early in the game, the extra point, that is. But really impressed with his resiliency, and I thought he was striking the ball well tonight and getting that field goal at the end. I think it was 40-something there. So it was good to get that kick as well. So, and then his kickoffs looked like he was driving the ball well there. So step in the right direction, and we continue to move forward.
Sean, Sean, what have you thought about how Joe Brady has called the offensive games through the first three games here?
Yeah, you know, I think Joe has done a really good job. He understands the players that he has and their strengths, and that's a big piece of it week to week. And, you know, he's shown, which I think is important, that he's willing to do whatever it takes, run, pass, throw it deep, throw it short, in order to win. And that's, I think that's a strength as well. So without getting into, you know, too much strategy, Jay, you know, I've been very impressed with Joe and the offensive staff and just, you know, the overall collaboration. I think one of Joe's greatest strengths is that he's a good listener, and that's an important piece.
Sean, quick follow-up. You know, that's something that happened during the week. Was it something that happened today, and how did he handle that when you told him?
Yeah, I don't want to give out details. I don't think it's necessary, Matt, and I'm just very, you know, impressed with the way Keon handled it. And to then to go back out there in the second quarter, and I think it was the second quarter when he caught the touchdown pass. So I know how important his teammates are to him, and again, this will be a learning opportunity for him.
A lot of the touchdown drives today and, you know, last couple of weeks have been longer, sustained drives, but that one right before halftime, it was under a minute to go when Josh took him downfield. Just what did you like about the way the offense, you know, quickly moved down the field there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to stop on defense. Something right before half. I know we got to stop, and then we're able to go get another score before halftime, which was key for us because they were getting the ball. They were getting the ball after half, so you know they were threatening us with a potential double dip situation. They score before half and then get the ball first after half, and our defense stood up, and then the offense took over. And we practiced those. Bless you. We practiced those situations. As much as we can during the week, and you know, I saw the calm and the poise and the execution, you know, being where it needed to be.
Sean, second straight week, I believe, no sacks given up, no turnovers, playing clean like that, especially on offense. What does that do for the overall rhythm of the offense and for your defense when you're continually moving the ball because you're not giving the other team those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, sometimes you got to start by making sure you don't lose the game, right? I say it's a negative, I guess, connotation, but I think there's quite a few games around the league that are lost more so than those that are won. You know, by number one, the number one reason usually is the ball. So I applaud our offense, our special teams as well. Brandon, you know, I thought he made some good decisions with the ball back there. Brandon Codrington, our returner, and you know, let's not forget he's a rookie, right? So he's making good decisions in some, you know, sticky situations there, right? And so he's very poised, and I think that's one of the things we saw on tape, and then we get him here, and that's the way he is, you know, day in and day out. So kind of mature beyond his years. So still got a lot of work to do, though. I just, you know, we got a good team we're playing this Sunday night. It's a short week for us. I'm going to try and get some rest and get back at it here. So glory to God for the win. Praise him in all ways, all, and no matter we win or we lose. And so I'm extremely grateful for his blessings.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.